Okay. Thank you, everyone. Mic's on. I just want to call this Committee of the Whole meeting of February 11th to order. And I'm Dawn Vogelsberg, Alderman of the 3rd Ward. And all the aldermen are here except Ralph Dantino and Chuck Brown. Okay, do we have an amendment to the agenda?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to amend the agenda to add a closed session on the sale, purchase, or lease of real property for the use of the public body.
Anybody second it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I guess we better amend the agenda to recognize our winning aldermen, Alderman Sam Hill and Dorothy Flanagan, for winning Geneva Dancing with the Stars. It's awesome.
Brought home the trophy.
Got my medal.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, sir.
We could have a little
sample.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's been ruled unanimous.
I left my dancing shoes at home.
Yeah, I did too.
I can't do my violation.
All right,
wait till new business. We'll talk them into it.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
You got the music?
We'll hum a few bars.
All right, the next item on the agenda is consider the consent agenda. Motion?
So moved.
Marks?
Second.
Hill, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. All right, let's kick it off with our first item of business, 4A, recommend approval of request by Geneva Chamber of Commerce for use of public right-of-way for citywide garage sale April 26th through 27th.
Move approval.
Sam Hill, motion, second. Second by Cummings. Gene, would you like to talk about this, or do you guys have any questions for Gene Gaines from the chamber? It was a success last year, obviously.
It was surprisingly a huge success, so I think it's a nice effort for the community because they couldn't afford to do this advertising on their own. So we put our PR efforts behind it and make a really nice event and add some dollars to the community.
All right, thank you. Okay, so new this year, all the garage sale information will be online, so people will be able to download the maps.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Will it
Alderman
be,
Flanagan.
Will it be on the Geneva Chamber of Commerce site?
Yes, as well.
Any questions from the audience? Dais? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. 4B, recommend draft resolution authorizing street closures and use of emergency personnel for Fox Valley Marathon on September 22nd, 2013. Motion?
So
Cummings, I knew. Second?
Second.
Second, Marks. Do we have somebody here who would like to speak about it?
Yes.
Thank you. Sure. Just give us your name and address.
Craig Vixler, 1122 Kime Trail, St. Charles. My business partner, Dave Shebley, and I have put this on for 3 years. This will be our fourth year. Last year, the event brought 2,900 runners plus family and friends to the area. Netherlands, Australia, Brazil, Canada. It was a wonderful event. The runners raised. We created demand. Push the runners to the charities. We pick 8 local charities up and down the river in the host communities that help us put the event on. Over $60,000 was raised last year. Our 3-year total, close to $100,000, and it's going very much in the direction that we want it to go. So we're very proud of that. A marathon, we had 250 Boston qualifiers. It's a very fast course. We had 300 first-time marathoners. There's a half marathon as well. We had 300 first-time half marathoners, and there's a kids race as well. And almost 300 kids ran, we call it a kids marathon, 25 days over the summer, days of their choice. They run or walk 1 mile, and on final race day, they run or walk 1.2 miles, and then they get a
What's
marathon.
What's the age limit?
And some of these kids are athletes, And some of them, you look at them, and they don't look like athletes. And those are the ones that we really want out there. You develop your perception of yourself as an athlete when you're young, and running is one of those lifelong things, and we want people to get involved early and stick with it their whole lives. And whether it's running or whatever, we want them to be active their whole lives. So we really enjoy the kids' race. It's a lot of fun, and it's very rewarding.
Great. And did you want to announce the charities you're donating to this year?
Yeah, this will be the same as last year. From the south end of the course, Hesed House and Moose Heart, up to the north end, Lazarus House, Literacy Advocates, and in between, CASA, Northern Illinois Food Bank, Tri-City Family Services, and Day One.
Nice.
So a nice mix up and down the valley.
So. Anyone have any questions?
Yes.
Alderman Singer.
No questions, just a comment. And I think your organization should be commended for what you've been doing for our charities in the area. And this is the fourth time this event has come forward.
Yeah, this will be year four. We're looking for from 2,900 last year, we're looking for a 25% increase to 3,700 this year. And last year, against some rather stiff competition, Chicago Magazine voted us the best Chicago Marathon, which that bar is pretty high. So we're very proud of what you guys have helped us do. This is by far a community event. We've got Geneva High School sends out an army of volunteers to help us at the aid stations. We take Midwestern hospitality for granted, but we have people coming from around the country, 36 states last year, and they love it. They love Midwestern hospitality. It's not something they all see from where they're coming from. So all of our communities up and down the valley are wonderful hosts for our runners. So we appreciate it. So thank you all.
Thank you. I will go ahead and take the vote then. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, so you'll be on the consent agenda next week at the City Council meeting. Thank you. Item 4C is recommend approval of request by Geneva United Methodist Church for use of Hamilton Street parking lot for their annual pancake breakfast, May 27, 2013.
So moved.
Okay, from Kilberg and Singer. Does anyone have any questions about this? I think we've all attended it. Mm-hmm. Okay, all in favor, excuse me. Yep, of course, Alderman
Singer. Again, I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. I can't thank the Methodist Church enough for the way in which they treat the veterans of our country, particularly we engage from the post in 75 and in that function. And they allow us to come for their breakfast, and we enjoy that immensely, and we really are very grateful for their being so generous to us American veterans of all the wars, and we thank them.
Thank you, Alderman Singer. Any other comments or questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. Moving to item 4D, recommend approval of request by St. Mark's Church and the Geneva Lutheran Church for police services and permission for closure of 3rd Street between James and Franklin for Palm Sunday processional, on March 24th, 2013. A motion?
So moved.
Second.
Marks and second by Singer. I know we've had this before. Does anyone have a question? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, it carries unanimously. 4E, recommend approval of requests by Misericordia Heart of Mercy Center to collect charitable donations on the public right-of-way, April 26th through 27th, 2013.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan.
Second
by Marks. Any questions on this item? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Anyone opposed? Okay, bless you. This is a charitable night. Item 4F, recommend approval of requests by Children's Benefit League to solicit charitable donations on the public right of way, April 19th through the 20th, 2013. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Maladra, second by Singer. Anyone have any questions on this item? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. 4G, recommend approval of draft resolution authorizing easement agreement with the Geneva Park District for conduit replacement at Island Park Bridge.
So moved.
Second.
Flanagan and Hill, any questions for Mr. Dinges on this item? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously. Thank you. 4H, recommend approval of draft resolution authorizing local agency agreement for federal participation, FAU 2411 Western Avenue, Fabian Parkway to South Street.
So moved.
Motion by Maladra.
Second.
Second by Sam Hill. Any questions for Mr. Dinges? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. I should have worn my glasses for this. No, I didn't wear them for a reason. Okay, 4I, recommend draft resolution authorizing extension of agreement with BOM Property Management Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $10,999.92 and landscape maintenance contract with Mutz Landscaping Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $53,380 for the 2013 Fisher Farms SSA number 16 property maintenance and landscaping maintenance.
So moved.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Maladra. Okay.
Gilbert.
Pardon me? Oh, I'm sorry, Alderman Kilburg. It is hard to tell. Does anyone have any questions for David DeGroot? Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
They have been servicing the Fisher Farm special area for quite a while, right? So it's not
2006.
Yeah. Okay. And the Homeowners Association are in agreement with retaining these people. So. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. DeGroot? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. On to 4J. Recommend draft resolution authorizing the extension of professional services agreement with Applied Ecological Services Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $22,020 for 2013 groundwater and wetland vegetation monitoring at Prairie Green Reserve. Motion?
So moved.
From Sam Hill, second.
Second.
From Maladra. Anyone have any questions for Mr. DeGroot on this item? Okay, Alderman Marks.
Mary, it's probably for you. Is this coming out of the wetlands budget, or is this actually general now?
It's coming out of the Prairie Green.
It does come out. We still have enough in there for that.
Well, we collect on the farm lease.
That's right. Okay. I knew we had been running.
Yep.
Is this the actual second year of the test planting of the seeds? Or is it the first one? I don't remember. We talked about it last year, Dan. I know it was a discussion last year.
It's kind of both.
Okay.
2012, we tried to do it. With the drought, it kind of delayed the growing of it, so we're trying again this year.
That's I didn't hear anything about it, and that's why I wondered if it was the first, but the drought pushed
hopefully
it up.
Hopefully
we'll
get some rain this year.
That's
and
good.
We'll get them to grow.
Anybody else
Thank
have any
you.
Questions yeah. on this item? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Wow.
You made his job easy.
I was thinking that. Okay. Before we go into closed session, we'll just entertain new business. We've covered our champions, but we still may have more. Alderman Hill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm representing the chairperson of the Dancing with the Stars tonight.
Know her well, do you?
Since she can't be here. She's putting away all the paperwork and stuff. But, Mayor, she wanted me to thank you personally and in front of everybody else for your fifth year of serving as a great MC, and you did another great job. And she also wanted me to thank the general public who supported this event. with your attendance and with the votes, the pre-event votes and the votes that were passed out Saturday night. There are many businesses and individuals who created sponsorships and local merchants who supported the teams with gift certificates for the teams, and all the profits for the event will be benefiting the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission and Geneva Academic Foundation. And those numbers will be announced later when the final figures are made available. And they'll be starting to work on that tomorrow to see if they can get that done as quickly as possible. So,
and I think everyone owes your wife, Carolyn Hill, a thank you for her 5 years of running this event. It's,
yep.
It's always been a success, but I'm sure it's a lot of work.
It is. I can see from a distance.
Yeah. Anyone else have any new business? Okay, then I will entertain a motion to go into closed session. Do we have any action? And we, oh, excuse me. I'll entertain a motion to go in closed session for the sale, purchase, lease of real property for use of the public body. No action expected.
Second.
Maladra and Marks, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, we need a roll call. Shoot. See that? I didn't know we were having. Okay. Oh, you.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. We'll be back in a few minutes.